Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's very own WGN.
It's just about 8:40, and it's National Road Trip Day. The Illinois Office of Tourism has some great ideas for you. We will get to that shortly. It's one thing knowing where to go, but another thing to survive a road trip with your family. And Marianne has been doing a little research on this. She's on the phone now. Marianne, why don't you drive down with me at 4 a.m., take a little road trip to start your day?
I think I will pass on that one, and none of these savvy tips would actually apply because I would be sleeping in the car the whole time.
Well, yeah, good point. So you have discovered some hacks for us, huh?
Yeah, these are some road hacks that every family should know about, and I thought it was kind of timely because it's Memorial Day weekend. People are thinking about car rides. And, you know, memories of good road trips with your family. Do you have some? I know you always talk about it. With your own family or with me and the kids?
Well, when I was a kid, Dad piled us into the Buick, and we went to L.A. on old Route 66. Even though I slept most of the way in the back seat, I remember that trip. And I think I got my appreciation for small-town America from that vacation. And with our kids, one of the great trips of all time was when we went to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown and drove through New England.
I know. That was really, really fun. I loved that trip. And we had really, like, very well-behaving kids for some crazy reason. And I remember also my dad getting us all in our Buick and going to Wiki Wachee in Florida to see the mermaids.
Well, of course.
Do the synchronized swimming.
Yeah. Well, you know, we went through New England. I think the kids were well-behaved because they were stuffed because we stopped at every lobster roll stand. Remember?
That's right. Yes, exactly. Okay, well, let me tell you about some hacks that, you know, might be helpful for families today. You know, we survived everything, you know, we did, but, you know, times are different now because there's so much more like electronics and all that stuff. So one of the big hacks is, I mean, a lot of people do this already, but try to drive at night. There's less traffic out there, and if the kids are younger, they might be sleeping, and then you can have adult conversations without interruptions.
Yeah.
But and if the road trips are longer than 10 hours, like, make sure you leave, like, at night or, like, definitely before the sun comes up, because the kids will be sleeping. I mean, they, you know, probably.
Yeah, you hope, anyway.
You hope. Okay. And the second one is take care of the driver. Like, be super aware, hyper aware of what the driver's doing and how the driver is feeling. And, you know, maybe you need to stop for a 10-minute power nap somewhere. And just make sure you do that.
Right. You know what? Turning up the radio, sticking your head out the window, it doesn't really work. You should just pull over.
Pull over. Here's another one. If you're traveling with kids, they call this give up the wingman. So it's really nice to have your partner in the passenger seat for navigation and for company, but sometimes stick the adult in the back seat just to play games or to chat with the kids. And if that would happen with us, I would ask that you be the person in the back seat and well, not me. I would be driving.
Well, since you're a great...
I hate being in the back seat.
You like to backseat drive. You should be in the back seat. But you know, it's not like the days when we all went in the family car and my dad made sure mom was in the back seat and she was happily there.
That is horrifying to me. I can't believe your mom did that.
That's another era.
The next one is don't overload on electronics. You know, yes, we have iPads and computers and phones and all that stuff, but consider electronic-free games instead, like maybe even crafts or origami paper, folding kits, crayons, you know, pipe cleaning, sculptures, just so that the kids aren't staring at a screen the entire time.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned this because you want to get everybody together and you're really looking forward to family time. And then nobody's talking to anybody because they're all on their phones.
And even the adults do that.
Oh,
come on, we're all guilty of that.
Yep.
So, yeah. So try to stay away from that. Make a conscious effort to do that. Okay, this is my favorite hack. Ask the kids if they're old enough and, you know, or if they're adults or whoever you're with, but especially like teenage kids. I just have such fond memories of this. Ask the kids to research where you're going. And I'm talking in particular about that trip that we took to Amsterdam when the kids were in high school. Remember all the research they did on all the vintage stores, because they were really into vintage clothing at that time. They were in high school again. And, of course, we were in Amsterdam. They told us where all the good coffee houses were, and you know what I mean by that.
Yeah, yeah, of course. They were interested in getting the best mocha possible in the country.
Oh, yeah, right. No, but it was amazing because we knew nothing, and the kids have notes and notebooks, and they're saying, yep, like, let's go over here. One of them was saying where we were going to go. The other one was saying how to get there. I mean, it was just, it was wonderful.
More interesting for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love that. And then there's, of course, like, you know, like the no-brainer, pack healthy, not-so-messy snack. I mean, I know you like to pack tuna sandwiches for everyone because you like to buy the tuna salad that you love that you get at Foodstuffs, and then you make sandwiches because you want to use it all up. And everybody's complaining about your sandwiches. And then we get on the airplane or in the car, and everybody is starving and eating the sandwiches and really grateful for the sandwiches.
Yeah, including you. Yeah, I got over my urge to stop at every roadside diner I could find, even though I do have the rule, don't stop anywhere where you can eat at home at that same place. You know, try to avoid the chains.
Yeah, like franchises and all that
but
stuff.
You're you're taking your chances. But, you know, again, the research, you might find some great food stops.
Yeah. And then, speaking of that, map out breaks. Like, do a little bit of research about your route and, you know, find great local eateries and roadside attractions and places that would be a good pit stop. And then, last but not least, be prepared for emergencies, not just, like, first aid kits and blankets, but also like Ziploc bags. How many times are you out and you wish you had a bag? You know, I don't know, you can put soiled clothing in there, or you can just something that comes up. And take a list of really important numbers like your pediatricians, relatives, roadside assistants, and all that stuff. A lot of that stuff is in your contacts on your iPhone anyway, or on your, you know, whatever, your phone.
Leave us with a recipe for people who are going to be doing some grilling this weekend.
Well, you know, I thought that, you know, it is going to be a little bit cool, so I'm not sure if people are going to be grilling outside. I think people are, but regardless, whether you're grilling outside or making some steaks or chicken or whatever it is inside, nothing better than smothering what you're going to eat with chimichurri sauce. And Savvy Planet has a great chimichurri and easy recipe for this delicious garlicky parsley cilantro sauce that goes over everything. It's delicious. And if you are signed up, if you're already subscribed to savvy-planet.com, you get these recipes every Tuesday. So make a point of doing that. They're free.
All right, Marianne, reconsider that road trip. I'll be back at work Tuesday morning, leaving the house at 4. Think about it.
All right, I'm on.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in a little bit.